Several months later, Wu-Tang was formed. When we recorded Into the Wu-Tang, it was in a place called Firehouse Studios in Manhattan. I mean, the place was on fire, and the bees were buzzing all over the place. It was all this energy, it was positive. The atmosphere was peaceful, and it was sound or music that was the force that grouped us together. But too much fun and excitement in a working environment is a distraction for me. I get distracted easily. I like to write alone, which probably explains why on Wu-Tang Forever I'm only doing one CD out of two. Because I spent a lot of time playing chess and ping pong in the studio. I did. I remember one time Raekwon saying that brothers would write rhymes like they shoot pool and play ping pong, we'd have 30 albums done. So, as a clan, we might collectively come up with ideas, but then I'll need to get away and formulate my approach and actually put pen to paper. Once I get inspiration, I start writing. You know, inspiration doesn't always come to me in words, but it always comes to me in living beings or objects. This is where I draw my inspiration from. I can get inspiration from a baby learning how to walk, because the key to walking is balance, and so much of what we do in life requires balance. So just from looking at that, I can draw inspiration. I can also get inspiration because it comes as an idea. I can get it from the unique, complex design of a spider web, just from looking at it. And also to know that spider web is 10, 20, 30 times stronger than steel, which some of y'all probably don't know. It makes it more inspiring to know that. So in reality, it is the spider that has inspired me. You know, because I think every being and object within the universe is connected somehow, whether visibly or invisibly. You know? I've seen that in labs, you know? From micro to macro. Also, I think the deeper one sees into life, the wider life opens itself to one. You see that from working in the lab. You know, the more you study something, the more you understand it opens up to. I think to write a story is to create a world of your own. And it is said that a world in the making can be likened to a great jigsaw puzzle whose separate parts have life and are capable of independent movement. I think these separate parts are living things. When I write a song, it's a lot like building a puzzle. Sometimes you start with a certain part or an image, sometimes with the frame, sometimes a certain color. And just like when you're rhyming, you know, because rhyming for me is a visual language. You know, it's visual. And when I write, not only do I create an atmosphere, but the atmosphere is also created within me. When I write lyrics, I only write from an author's or a writer's point of view. I write as a director, I write as a cameraman, because to me, what's audible is visible, and what's visible is audible. What I mean by that, if I say the word television, you automatically probably think plasma, flat screen. You may think of the remote control. You may also think of a program you want to see later. When you get back home, if I mention the word ashtray, you automatically think of a cigarette. So that which was audible, which came out of my mouth, that became visible in your head. You know, that's something you really have no control over. That's how things work. But that's how it is to me with writing, because these things, we have an influence on each other, our thoughts and ideas. And ideas can come to you as light, or it can come as sound. You can see it, or you can hear it. then you get the visuals. Some composers, they score movies from reading the script, and then some score movies from watching the film. You know, you can do it either way, but they still get to the same destination. Sometimes I can just write straight through once I have a concept. Other times I get ideas in the middle of nowhere and I write down on the nearest piece of paper. Sometimes in the midst of writing, I'll come up with a line that may be the sixth line and not the first. Because this is how it feels to me. This is how it's coming to me. A lot of times artists write usually whatever they put down on paper is the first line. Sometimes I switch it around, you know, it's a certain way to do it. For me, I just, you know, gather information and put it out there. One thing I wanted to speak about martial arts also, you know, never teach the Wu-Tang secret. Kung Fu. Wu-Tang is a sword style of Kung Fu. And as far as hip-hop, Wu-Tang is a sword style of rhyming. You see, the tongue, which we say is a sword, or symbolic to the sword, when in motion it produces ring when you're speaking. So, like we say, when you hear whoa, 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 that's the sword spinning. And when you hear tang, that's it hitting your neck. So you always protect that neck. But, you know, Kung Fu has played a major role in this throughout the years, or karate or whatever, back in the days of Bruce Lee. It started with Bruce Lee. Enter the Dragon. We would go watch these movies when we were young, and then we would leave the movie theater doing kicks, hitting each other, you know, flipping, you know. I mean, that was our superhero. And not only was he good on set, he was good off set. I mean, dude was always challenging. It's like hip hop. You can see similarities in it. Guys was always challenging him, often on the set, just like MCs would challenge Wu-Tang, often on stage. You know, we run into guys and they'll be trying to challenge us. Most of the time we were battling, because that's what it was about. But we learned how, before we even understood these stories we were watching, and with the stories actually then, it was all about the action. And then years later, we applied what we were watching to our music, you know, as far as being disciplined, having love for your brother, practicing, working, writing, constantly studying, you know. A writer once said, told me, I don't really write a lot. I said, well, you should write every day. That's what I do in my head. Grandmaster said, you should study every day. Every day you should study chess. So this thing with martial arts became a big part of our lives from childhood up until when we would go to 42nd Street, which is Times Square, and we would spend probably 2.50 to 3 hours to watch three movies. We'd be in there for 6 hours. Probably twice a week. Cutting school. Also, I remember this song was called Kung Fu Fight. From the old school. It was a way of even incorporating karate or Kung Fu into pop culture. So that was something that just gave us an extra boost. You know, going to the flicks and then having this song, it was like, it was incredible to have that. Little boys, they love action heroes, so I'm pretty sure we all grew up having heroes on stage, Jim Kelly, Jackie Chan, Jet Li, you know, so on and so on. But it kind of reminds us of when we used to battle, walking from borough to borough. I remember being in Brooklyn, and I was asking around who was the best, and I would go look for it. I was battling this guy one day, I had
brings it to you.
Mike Mack, he had this strong voice, you know, coming short, not as fast as a lot of kids. So I didn't have, you know, that strong voice and all that, but I always had the lyrics. And he had this deep voice, strong voice, and he thought that would intimidate me. And we were in front of this building. It's like the flips, one dude roll up, this dude roll up, there's 40 people outside the school. And he had like 40 dudes with him, and the priest was like, oh, let me like, go hard on But I didn't care. I just went for it, because it was in my heart. I wasn't thinking, you know, about getting beat up and all that, you know what I mean? It's like, you didn't care, just go for it. So nothing is gonna stop you. You know, and those were fun days. We would walk all over from Manhattan to Brooklyn. And I even have a line on a song I got called Autobio, where I say, I wore my boots out from constant walks across the borough. We tore the troops out the frame when they challenged the most thorough. So that's what we used to do. We loved it. It was in us. You know, that, you know, music is a divine art. So like the musician, I compose until the instrument becomes my heart. And, you know, when you love what you do, like when I went to the lab today, that's what I